This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline as we go in the clubhouse is President of Baseball Operations, General Manager of the Washington Nationals, Mike Rizzo. In the clubhouse, Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank. Unexpectedly different. Morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Mike, you know what? We kind of kicked this around because we were talking about the five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Had you not gotten into the world of baseball, and I know you kind of were destined to be in the world of baseball, what do you think Mike Rizzo would have become?
Wow. I mean, so early for those philosophical questions. I don't I'm not sure, guys.
Did you ever have another job?
I was, since I was 21, I signed as a minor league player. I've been in baseball my whole life since I've been 21 years old. So I've had some off-season jobs. I bartended a little bit. I gave hitting lessons and those type of things. But I've never really had a full-time job other than in the baseball industry.
The bartending counts.
Yeah, did you have formal training as a bartender, or was it just, you know, like
slinging beers,
pouring draft beers, and like,
yeah, it was a shot and beer kind of joint. Yeah.
Yeah, right. You're not making a lot of cosmopolitans, or you
no,
know.
Not many cosmos. No,
yeah. Was that in Chicago?
That was in Chicago. Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh well, we talked about this game last night a bunch yesterday, and we just said, you know what, you just got to find a way to win. Doesn't matter if Corbin pitches lights out or if he gets pounded. You know if he gives up one run or 11. You just got to find a way to win. You guys did it. Corbin was good. Struck out 11 guys. Now he's up to 222. You have three pitchers with at least 222 strikeouts. That's the first time that's ever happened in the National League. That's kind of crazy. But he was good. And then, obviously, every time Kendrick is in there, Mike, he produces.
He's amazing.
Is Kendrick the comeback player of the year in the National League, in your opinion, or is there someone I'm missing?
I don't know what the criteria is. He's been terrific for us. Don't forget, for about the first 2 months when all of our guys were down, including Turner and Rendon and Soto and Zimmerman, all at the same time, Howie Kendrick was hitting fourth for us and clean up and carrying this ball club for a long period of time. And he's just such a professional hitter and a professional gentleman. And he's a guy that, we're proud that he wears the Washington uniform. The way he conducts himself with such grace and dignity. And this guy can rake. He can always hit. He's as good a hitter now as he was when he was in his prime. And he's, I think Davey has done a great job of keeping him in the lineup and kind of spreading out his games play so we don't overuse him, especially coming off that Achilles last year and the hamstring this year. So it's been a terrific year for Howie, and he's we're going to push him a little bit here down the stretch. He's going to have to play quite a bit because he is swinging the bat so well.
Speaking of Davey, can you give us an update?
I haven't spoken to him today. It's an hour earlier here in St. Louis, so I haven't spoken to him yet today. Yesterday he was home. He was much more energy than the day before when I spoke to him, and I think he's resting comfortably and doing well. And he had that procedure to check his heart valves and that type of thing, and hopefully when the doctors give him a clearance to travel, he'll be joining the team, and The doctors tell me when he does join the team, he'll have no limitations, and he should be fine.
Can he be involved as a manager from afar? I'm forgetting the name off the top of my head, but I think it's Hugh Freeze. Wasn't there a head coach in college football coaching from his hospital bed?
I know it was in the press box,
but he's still laying down on a hospital bed.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. I know Chip and Davey are in constant contact, not during the game, but leading up to the game. Davey gives the lineup, and they go over strategy, how he thinks they should be used, and Chip kind of takes that plan and administers it. And don't forget, Chip Hale's been a minor league manager for probably about 15 years and a big league manager, and he knows his way around a game card and how to handle these guys. Bogar has been a manager. He's now, we moved him into being the bench coach. So we've got a lot of experience on that staff. We won't miss a beat. We miss Davey's presence and his energy and his enthusiasm. The players really miss him. Until he gets back, this team is under great care and great baseball people.
All right, so I think this team has missed Suzuki a little bit. His bat, for sure, was really heating up when he went down. How close are we to getting him back?
He swung the bat yesterday. He took batting practice, so I think he's very close to being able to help us with his bat, off the bench, pinch hitting. He hasn't been cleared by the doctors to throw yet because he's got the right elbow issue. So when he does that, I think that'll be expedited pretty quick once he's pain-free to throw. In the meantime, Yan Gomes has done a great job of playing every day. I think he's caught 9 out of the last 10 games or something like that. His bat's heating up a little bit, and this is a guy who played in the All-Star game last year, so we're confident and happy when he's catching. Suzuki's presence in the lineup, in the dugout, and his enthusiasm and his quick strike kind of offense has been missed, and it'd be nice to have another weapon to put in that lineup.
Mike, I know it's probably too close to even sort of consider this kind of thing, but do you look at the schedule and go, okay, how are we going to line up these guys if we have to do a one game playoff? Like, I know you think about it in the back of your mind, of course, but when do you start to get serious about that?
Well, we've been serious about it for a while now. The last day off, I think you notice a little tweak in the rotation, we've got our horses lined up to pitch down the stretch, and depending on what the race looks like, we'll determine who pitched game 162, and then who will pitch if we're fortunate enough to pitch that the wild card game. And if we're even further fortunate, who will pitch the next series after that? So we've got it all planned out. We've got a good strategy in mind, and like I said, but until then, we just just got to take it one game at a time and try and win today and move on. You know, we're playing playoff games right now, and that's the way this team is looking at it.
Yep. If it ended, let's say you ended, you kind of lock it up with 4 or 5 days to go. Like you're in great shape. Would we assume that Max still gets the ball, or don't make that assumption?
I don't know. I would assume that. I think that's the way we have it set up. But things could change, and who knows what comes down the road. But Max and Strauss are two guys, and we feel fortunate that we have three number one pitchers on this staff. Any of the three that we feel confident running out there in an elimination game, and you look at what Patrick Corbin did last night against a good Cardinals lineup. He got more swings and misses, I think, in his 6 innings of pitching last night than most teams get in a week. So his slider was filthy, and they were spotting his fastball. And on a hot, humid summer-like night here in St. Louis, he throws 110 pitches when we need it the most, and that's what these aces do. He set the tone. He carried us. He carried us through in 6 innings, one earned run, and pitched great. And then the bullpen came in and did their job, and scored enough runs. And it's a good recipe for win.
So Gomes probably gets the day off today since it's a quick turnaround.
I don't know about that.
This is
go time, and yeah. And I think that he. I haven't seen the lineup yet, so I don't assume anything. But if I were to have to guess, I would guess that Young would be in there, unless there's something that I don't know about that happened overnight.
Okay. You know, it's good that the Cubs are going to have to battle the Cardinals for 7 days. All right, so it's going to be tough for them. Brewers, they just don't lose now. But this is what I've been saying. I've been saying this the last couple of days. I know you don't like to look ahead, Mike. I know you how
but
you are.
But we do. We count
it. But you're 13-3 against the Marlins. All right, and the Marlins have lost a billion games. So I feel good. Even if you lost today, I still feel good that you can go down to Miami and win at least two, if not all three of those. And that certainly helped. You need a little break in the schedule, and I think that's where you get it. Right
Does that
there.
Reassure you when we basically guarantee wins, Mike? Don't you love when we do
that? Exactly. It makes you feel a whole lot better when you guys know we're going to win two out of three.
Right.
So it's I always say, you've heard me say before, it's not who you play, it's when you play them, it's where you're getting teams, and you know how are they playing at the time that you play them. The Padres are the Brewers are playing lesser win teams in the league right now, and we've gone through the gauntlet, and that's just the way it is. That's baseball, and you've got to play the teams that are on the schedule when they're on the schedule, and it's we've shown on the last couple of road trips that we're in the conversation with these teams, and we can compete with just about anybody. And, you go and take two out of three in Minnesota and then come to St. Louis and, play the Mets a bunch of times and the Braves a bunch of times down the stretch. Then you end up with a tough Phillies team and a tough Cleveland team. So that's just the luck of the draw. And you got to play them as they show up. So this team's capable. They're up for it. You heard Howie in that snippet that you guys played that he's been through it before. We've got several guys have done it before, and I'll tell you what, these guys are embracing it. They're certainly not shying away from it, and they're having fun. They're enjoying it, and it's fun to see this group interact and really come together and kind of really rally behind Davey's illness and see this team go down the stretch and be really excited about it.
Hey, real quick, some of these bats have kind of cooled off here a little bit. Is that just normal ebb and flow of the season? They were so hot there for a while, or is there something that they can do, like maybe take a few more pitches, work the counts longer, that kind of thing? Have you noticed anything, or is it just sort of normal ebb and flow?
No, I just noticed the guys who are pitching against us. When you run against that Mets rotation and against that Twins rotation and that Braves rotation, they're going to dictate really how you're swinging the bat. So we ran into some tough pitching recently, it's hard to expect to score. I think we were averaging almost 8 runs per game for about a month. So that is hard to sustain, those type of runs scored. So, I think you see it in spurts. I think you'll see us have a lot of good consistent at bats down the stretch. And again, when Howie's in the lineup, he's a force for us. And he really protects Juan Soto. I think that we can't gloss over what what those guys in the top of the lineup, those top four guys do, but as Ruben Cabrera has been great for us, Zim's got some big hits for us, don't sleep on Victor Robles. This guy gets so many two out RBIs and so many late inning RBIs that are huge for us. And he's having himself a terrific rookie season. So we go up and down that lineup is pretty good. It's tough for pitchers to navigate it three times. I think that's why you see us score, if we don't score early, we score early and often. And oftentimes, late in the game when we've worn down those starting pitchers.
Mike, you're pulling for Stephanie P. from Alexandria. She's banking on the cycle tonight with Burke and Herbert Bank. Stephanie's already taking home a $100 gift card, but if any Washington baseball player hits for the cycle during tonight's game, to also take home $100,000 courtesy of Burke and Herbert Bank. Enter for your chance to bank on the cycle during next Wednesday's game at thefandc.com/contests. We'll talk to you again next week, Mike. Best of luck in St. Louis.
Thank you, buddy.
Next week, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, pal.
Last night, Kendrick was close. He was one double shy of the cycle.
I think it was his first triple since 2017.
That's silly.
Yep.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in on anything, we will give you a chance to win some bull riding tickets. Pro Bull Rider Tour. I guess you're actually not going to jump on the bull.
No, you'll
watch people jump on the bull.
You'll be watching the pros
Eagle
do
Bank
it.
Arena, but we'll give you a chance to win those coming up at 9:45. Next, we open up EB's entertainment page on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Of course, you want to listen to Grant and Danny after we are done. The guest list for Grant and Danny today at 11 a.m., maybe you've heard of him, Kevin Bacon is joining the boys at 11. And Jimmy Moreland from the Redskins at 11:30.
Very cool.
Yes, that's a good booking.
Is Kevin Bacon in town to perform?
I am not sure. I'm not sure why he's appearing.
Is he at Rom's Head? Haven't you seen him at Rom's Head, EB?
Seen who?
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon? Yes, I've seen him at the Ram's Head once, and also at the,
The Bacon Brothers.
The Arlington.
Draft House?
The Draft House?
I don't think
Birchmere?
The Birchmere.
Got it.
Definitely excellent in City on a Hill, although I have to tell you, underwhelmed by the last couple of episodes.
He's actually super talented. He's a great actor.
You also were underwhelmed?
Yeah, especially the finale. But that was just a setup for next year.
Yep.
Or next season.
I wouldn't say overwhelmed. I was more than whelmed. I didn't hate it. You guys borderline seem to have hated it.
No, didn't hate it. Just
it was a pretty good series. Overall, pretty good series. Pretty good.
Yes.
I think you're right? Am I fishing right now?
You're the biggest proponent.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
There's no chance anybody's watching the Kirsten Dunst.
Well, it's Kirsten Dunst, first of all. No. And the answer is no.
That's the longest title.
Doesn't she look kind of gross now? She doesn't look hot anymore.
I don't think she ever did.
She's not 23 anymore.
Yeah, but you're younger. It looks a lot better. I mean, we all did. But
duh.
I mean, we all did. Although Jennifer Aniston might look better now than she did when she was like in her 20s.
Well, she has friends' money.
Yeah.
You know what? If you had friends' money, you would look silly too.
By the way,
it hadn't helped Matthew Perry.
Courtney Cox doesn't look money, and she's got friends' money.
Okay. Well, she.
They go too much with the Botox and everything.
Yeah, she just
too much
destroyed her face.
By the way, Kevin Bacon apparently not coming in studio with the boys. He's just on the show.
The phoner.
I don't think I sold him as being in studio.
Why did you think in studio?
I don't know. Maybe I said it because Drab just told me he's not in studio.
On there, yeah.
Oh.
I said he was in studio. Sorry.
Yeah. Boner. Boner with the Bacon Brothers.
Good.
Boner guest, Kevin Bacon, 11 a.m. with Grant Danny.
I'm telling you, super talented. You guys, Joan, Bacon Brothers were silly.
All right,
I'm sure he's still performing.
Let's talk about the entertainment page.
Talent.
Yeah.
Brought to you by our friends at Second Chance Addiction Care. If alcohol or drugs is affecting your health, family, or work, or you picked up a DUI, get help today. Call Second Chance Addiction Care at 301-983-5130 or visit secondchancecare.com.
I mean, Kevin Bacon is talented, obviously, but he was definitely salty when he realized that he gave Bernie Madoff some of his money to invest in the Ponzi scheme.
Oh, yeah.
He and Kira Sedgwick, salty, when they looked at their bottom line. And a lot of the money did this. Flew away.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And that's why he's still performing with his brother.
Still acting.
Still doing City on the Hill.
Of course
doing,
he is.
Doing shows. Got to make some cash.
Yes.
All right, boys. We talked about Alex Trebek making his return after undergoing chemotherapy for the new season of Jeopardy. Well, unfortunately, he had to make an announcement on Good Morning America on Tuesday that he's undergoing a second round of chemotherapy after he lost about 12 pounds in a week.
Mm-hmm.
His numbers went through the roof. And while they initially saw this great response and they said, okay, we can dial you back, as soon as they did that, you know, cancer keeps doing push-ups.
The weight loss is alarming.
That's a big bad sign. So
yes.
Keep him in your thoughts and prayers if you're of that nature. Alex Trebek undergoing second round of chemo.
Well, and my numbers went down to the equivalent of a normal human being who does not have pancreatic cancer. So we were all very optimistic. And they said, good, we're going to stop chemo. We'll start you on immunotherapy. I lost about 12 pounds in a week. And my numbers went sky high, much higher than they were when I was first diagnosed. So the doctors have decided that I have to undergo chemo again. And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's just brutal. I just hate to see anybody and people all over the world suffer with it every day. It's just brutal. Kevin Spacey's in the news again. It's not good cakes. Kevin Spacey accused of hitting on now a fashion photographer's 15-year-old son.
Ooh.
I mean, he's got a thing, huh? I guess he's got a
from
thing.
The sound of it, yes.
So watch out. Peter Lindbergh claims Spacey, let me see, tried to seduce his then 15-year-old son at one point. He said, I guess he saw it happening. And he said, Kevin, F off, that's my son. Kevin, shocker, was drunk.
I mean,
this tends to happen with him.
He's got a compulsion
from
the sound of it. He just cannot.
We didn't talk about Vasquez, the pitcher for the Pirates, who used to pitch for the Nats.
Yeah,
was involved in a sexual relationship with a 13-year-old.
Somehow, now I don't know if had he met her yet. I guess
I
he met her at the PNC Park, but I think
it was soliciting.
I think he was like he sent like a video of him hooking himself, and he said he was going to maybe meet up with her when the season was over.
Either way, he met her when she was 13.
Yeah, no,
and
no,
I guess
it's
this
horrible.
Went down when she was 15.
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, it's just the worst thing ever. So I got to assume his career's over, right? He's done. Done.
You think?
Yes.
20, 30, 40 years in jail. Brutal.
Just a freak. Yeah. Been throwing Nats for a couple years.
I remember I liked him, too. Like,
he was good.
Yeah.
Was he an all-star this year?
He was an all-star for 2 years, I think, leading up to it. I'm not sure this year. I think it's 17 and 18.
He allegedly drove to the girl's house in Pennsylvania on at least one occasion. She claims Vasquez pulled down her pants while they were in his car.
I didn't know they had
attempted
that
interaction. To
have sex
with
her.
How old is she again?
Oh, yeah,
she's 15 now.
But she was 13 when they met.
Just unbelievable.
And he's 28.
28.
Yeah,
he's just
awful
a freak.
Story.
Well, I think you're giving freaks a bad name.
Right.
Like, it's way worse than a freak.
Sick. Yeah,
he's sick.
Well, who's a freak?
I don't know. Valdez.
You'd rather be a freak.
Maybe Drabby.
Hey. Freak is kind of
freak.
Yeah, it's
freak. You're being that's you're doing. Too
I'm being too nice.
Yeah, too nice.
We can call an athlete a freak.
Well, he's
it's
a freak,
good thing.
To, me.
Like,
he's a freak
yeah.
to me.
No.
Hey, I'm not the panty sniffer. Drab's the panty sniffer.
Yeah, I know. Drab's got a panty thing.
Nobody gets what you're saying. A freak might be somebody who just maybe gets after it a lot.
Right, or has a fetish. Yeah, but when you're an underage kid, that's not being a freak.
All right,
that's being a sicko.
I have my own definition. You can be a freak and a sicko.
So what if I like to like Old Bay off of jugs?
Look, I'm not attacking Jason. I just say it's way worse than a freak.
It's a lifestyle choice. That's all.
No, this guy's a Jared Fogle.
Did you see what Fogle did?
Have not.
All right,
what's
so the Subway guy. So he was in studio with us. And I've told the story before. We did some sort of adult interaction. Like, we talked about porno with him in the interview, and he lit up. We talked. I'll never forget that.
Kind of like you.
Yeah. It was off air, though, too. I think it was on air and off air.
Yeah.
He really lit up. But apparently, he recently, shocker, you know how these women, they get in these pen pals or whatever with prisoners and famous people?
Desperate losers.
Every last
one of them.
He drew an outline of his junk on a piece of paper to the girl. So he sent a letter to her, and he traced his dong.
I smell bit season.
He traced his dong.
I mean, so many 6-inch and 12-inch jokes.
He, he traced his dong, and I think he also cut up some pubes and put pubes in a letter. And he asked her to send pubes back to him.
I'm telling you, that's what he did. Hey, you know Cake sent me his the other day?
Why are you joking? Hey, you want me to draw yours?
Can you see that?
You want me to draw yours with spots all over it? I can come right back. I can AWOD right back at you, my
yours
friend.
Looks like a map. isn't that gross, though?
Yes.
And you could, if you Google it, you could see, like, the girl was completely horrified by it, and she...
And so how did people find out that this
happened? Because she told the media. He's like, look, this freak he sent me.
Luckily, A-Watt didn't go get breakfast because it wouldn't be sitting very well after that story.
So you just referred to him as a freak. Thank you.
I don't know that I said that, did I?
You just said
What did I say?
You said, look at this freak is tracing his dong.
Yeah. He's way worse than a freak.
But you know what?
He's a sicko.
If you're doing 15 years, you're probably tracing yours, too, at some point.
Right.
You might not send it to somebody, but, I mean, you're doing 15 years a hard time.
You got to kill time.
You got to do something to pass the days, right?
If he just traced his dong and sent it to women, that's a freak. But
we already know what he did.
But the pedophile stuff is beyond a freak. Okay. That's sicko. That's where I make the clarification. All right. I've never seen this show. Is it an Amazon show or something? Silicon Valley? Where is that? Is it Netflix?
HBO, I believe.
I have HBO. I got every channel, but I never watch it. But one of the stars, do you know him, Cakes? Thomas Middleditch.
No, but I know that Valdez watched Silicon Valley. Jugs all over the place.
Yeah, he'd love that.
Anyway.
He says that swinging has saved his marriage to Molly Gates. Middleditch, who's 37.
I mean, I've seen him before. I think he does like Verizon commercials.
Does he?
Yeah, I don't really
Yeah,
know
he definitely
him.
Does Verizon
commercials. Oh, yeah. You're right.
I've probably seen him then.
What 100%.
Are they doing bits in the Verizon commercials, or are they like straight?
He's a comedic actor.
Yeah, I got.
He does a lot of goofy bits, nerdy goofy bits.
Well, apparently, he told her right shortly after they got married that we're gonna have to do something non-traditional here.
We're gonna have to shake it up.
And she didn't blow him off.
She went for it.
She said, "Let's try to figure this out." And so he said they argue over it constantly, but he said they kind of found a way to be in the lifestyle. He said, compared to other swingers, they're pretty strict in sort of their rules, but they have an arrangement. They have an arrangement, and it seems to be working. Now, they've only been married 4 years, so let's see how long it lasts.
Right.
But so far, Cakes.
Sounds like a lot of arguing.
Well, don't people argue anyway?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Might as well get some swinging out of it if you're going to argue.
Get those white rocks out in front of your house and your pineapple door knocker.
You know you have some.
Yeah.
Cakes. Who's the most likely to swing of
Cakes.
The seven people in here?
No, I'm probably one of the least likely.
Who do you think?
I don't know.
I mean, it's such an absurd question.
Probably
it's
drab.
Not likely for anybody.
Yeah. None
this
of
is
will.
Matt Valdez.
You think drab more than Valdez?
This is Matt Valdez.
I don't know.
Sorry, my hand keeps slipping.
This is Matt Valdez.
It's four of us, it's one of those two.
Yeah, it has to be. It's either Valdez or Drab.
I'll go Drab simply because A-Wad slept in the room with him and his wife recently.
Plus, he had that Jamaican thing.
That's right? That's being a nice guy.
A-Wad, but to let your wife run around holding
hands.
No,
to let A-Wad sleep in my bedroom.
In your bed.
Stop him in there.
Stop him in there. Adam perked up.
Now that room is coming together. There's a lot of unity in there.
Hey, Adam, I want to talk to Adam for a second. Adam, does Sarah give you like nice attention when you're around those two, or no? Does she just blow you off completely?
No, she likes me.
Do you think she likes you?
Yeah.
Do you ever think about her?
No.
You don't?
Eric.
Are you being honest?
I am.
Yeah.
And I'm also very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. She did jump on the bed to wake him up.
She did?
She, like, jumped on top of him.
Really?
The morning of the JPO while we were doing the broadcast.
Right. Oh, and you were downstairs?
Was
and you were
sleeping.
Oh, it was just those two in the room?
Yeah.
How long was it just those two in the room? A couple hours?
Probably an hour or two.
Did she jump on top of him?
Plenty of time.
Was she fully clothed?
Yeah, what was she wearing?
I hope so. She didn't tell me.
All right, what else is out
there?
I mean,
like, where did she go to bed in so that A-Wad could see? Did she have, like, pajamas there?
Yeah, like, what does your wife sleep in? What is Sarah sleeping?
She sleeps in my
shorts.
Clothes most of the time.
She sleeps in, like, your old shorts and t-shirt kind of thing?
Seattle t-shirts.
That's weird.
Like a Russell Wilson jersey?
Well, she's not wearing a nightie.
Right, okay.
She'll never own gym shorts and t-shirts again?
No, she likes to sleep in her man's clothes.
Did the Whoopi make it to MGM National Harbor?
No, definitely not.
Are you growing out of the Whoopi a little bit?
It's a smidge.
A
only because
bit.
I've been shamed constantly.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's embarrassing. Humiliating. All right. There you go. I don't know.
You're going to have the story of the Saved by the Bell reboot. There's a bunch of shows coming back. None of us watch
it.
I couldn't believe Saved by the Bell is coming back.
Rick.
And I believe Punky Brewster's coming back.
I guess that's going to be part of NBC's new streaming service.
Along with the possible Office reboot.
Yeah, those two shows are both brutal. So they're not my cup of tea. But if you're into that.
I think people will be psyched for the Office reboot.
Not for Saved by the Bell. I mean, they're like close to 50 now.
You guys are old. Yeah. Maybe if they did like a Leave It to Beaver reboot, you guys would be psyched.
We're probably all dead.
You know what? MASH.
Here's the question. He's joining.
Here's the question. Those guys are dead.
Not that old. Is Mr. Belding still alive?
Of course.
Mr. Belding?
I mean, of course. He was the principal in Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a fame whore. He's always doing dumb stuff.
Yeah. Isn't one of those, or I'm thinking Ferris Bueller, one of them like a pedophile?
Yeah, the principal.
Principal in Ferris Bueller.
Yes. Can't remember his name.
Yeah.
He's probably in the cell right next to Jared Fogle.
Tracing his dong?
Trading their
exchanging pictures.
Picks back and forth.
So gross.
All right, coming up next, give you a chance to win some tickets to see the Professional Bull Riders. They're going to be hitting Eagle Bank Arena on September 21st. You can call in now at 800-636-1067 on a game show Wednesday on The Junkie.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
#636-1067, giving away tickets to Professional Bull Riders. The Fairfax Invitational, Eagle Bank Arena, coming up September 21st. Tickets available at PBR.com. That's courtesy of Professional Bull Riders. Details at thefandc.com/contest.
All right. Right.
Couple of listeners here to participate.
Let me see the names of some of these bulls these dogs are going to ride at Eagle Bank Arena. They definitely have like intimidating, scary names.
Really?
The bulls? Yeah. They're named like Lightning Strike. You know, they don't have like...
They don't have Bill Cartwright?
I don't think they have Bill Cartwright. Oh. Or who's a current bull? Chris Dunn? Is he a current bull?
Sure.
I think he is.
Lori Markkanen.
Lori Markkanen. Yes, correct.
All right, we got Mike.
Gonna play,
Mike in Leesburg. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Mike?
And let's go to Adam, Front Royal. Hey, Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, going okay. All right, who starts? So Jason has to decide.
He's the arbiter of it all.
Jason loves this.
Mr. Bickle will start.
Totally just a filler segment.
Of course it is.
It's a game.
All right, is there a certain category?
No.
No, it's up
to you.
All right. I'm hot.
Okay, I'm just happy you didn't say I'm happy you didn't say something like I'm a chemist because then I would have tapped out.
No, of course not.
I'm hot.
I'm hot.
I'm hot.
All right, that's clue number one. Mike and Adam, if you have a guess, say your name and then.
Mr. Bishop.
Called your own number.
All right, second clue.
But I feel like it's truly random in Jason's brain. This is like kind of randomly, whatever comes out.
So random. All right, second clue. All right, first one was I'm hot. Second clue is I was once a big fatty.
I like it.
Ooh. Not limits it, man. I'm
not like a really big fatty.
Just
you know, like an Adam fatty.
I was just fat. Valdez.
Hoss wants a fatty.
Valdez is up next.
All right.
I am not an athlete or actor.
Oh, I'm not an athlete, and I'm not an actor.
All right. She could be in plenty of other
things. The reason I called my name, second.
Getting there earlier.
It's easier.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. You had a name in mind, though.
Where am I going to go from here?
Well.
All right. Well,
Hoss, once a fatty, not an athlete, not an actor.
Don't worry. I'll put it on the producers. Drab t-shirt.
Yes. Drab's perplexed.
Are you?
He's conversing with Valdez.
Are you already stumped over there?
They're talking to each other.
You get so bitter.
I'm out.
You can't be out.
I got it.
No, you can't be out. That hurts the integrity of the game.
All right. I'm on a reality TV show.
There you go.
Mike.
Who is it, Mike?
Is it Chloe?
Chloe? Who's from what show?
Kardashian.
Oh, Chloe Kardashian.
Is that who you were thinking of?
Just say yes.
Just say yes.
No, I wasn't.
All right.
Tragic.
It's not Chloe. Sorry, bud. Who's up next?
Hold on. The clue is reality TV show?
Yeah.
And they have to guess who you're actually thinking of. So you can't just give a clue. You have to be thinking of a person.
I have to think of a reality TV show.
Someone's up. Hold on. Cakesy.
Oh. Not an athlete, not an actor.
There's one person I can maybe come up with. I don't know if she ever was a fatty.
This game was not going to end. It's going to be a hung jury.
Terrible,
no, it can end.
All right.
It can end.
Come on, Cakes. It's up to you, bud.
All he's got to do is lie.
Hot, once a fatty, not an athlete, not an actor, reality TV show.
Yeah.
Next clue is?
It's a good one.
I think this person fits into all these categories, though he might not have been that much of a fatty, but he's clearly skinnier now.
All right.
I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm a WWE superstar.
Ooh.
WWE superstar?
Drab, do you see where I'm going with this?
And it's a he. Cakes thinks this guy's hot.
Are you thinking this person's hot, or they're hot like they're...
I mean...
Or are they hot like
they're popular?
Yeah. Or do you think they're sexy?
I mean, I think he's considered handsome.
Oh.
So I'll go hot... Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It works.
I think I know who it is.
You think you know who I'm going for?
Yeah.
Thing.
Do you know it, Mike or
Mike
Adam?
Or Adam? You
I don't
guesses.
Know the reality show he's on, but
I mean, he was
no idea.
He was definitely on a reality show.
All right, we got one more clue coming.
Like one of the OGs, too. I mean, how do people not know that?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Former Junkies guest, too.
Yeah, in studio
guest. Multiple times.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Where's... A. Wadstein. There he is.
Yeah, but I didn't know he was fat.
A. Wadstein.
He was kind of chubby.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. That's kind of the stretch there.
Yeah, stretch. I said it was a stretch.
Yeah.
I got boxed in, EB.
He's not going to be able to get it.
Just make something up.
Jesus. Adam?
I've appeared, even though I'm not an actor, I've appeared in a movie.
All right.
Come on.
That's fair.
That also fits.
Okay.
By the way, technically, the guy
is
I'm pretty
actor.
Sure has been in movies.
Multiple movies.
Yeah, I don't know.
How about this? He's a bad actor.
He's not really an actor.
This game is off the rails. Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Someone's got
to
know it.
We're just trying to give away tickets to see some cowboy ride Cochise
Adam
at
or
Eagle
Mike.
Bank Arena.
His first name is Dave.
Oh, that's not the person
oh, that's
I was
not
thinking
who you're
of.
Thinking of?
I know he's thinking of.
All right, who?
Dave Bautista?
No.
Well, hold on. That's not up to you.
It's not up to you.
Who are you thinking of?
That's a very good point.
No.
Oh, you weren't? Oh, okay. That's who I thought you were talking about, Dave Bautista.
All right, so what happens then?
Sorry, I gave you false info.
One more clue.
This is officially the worst game.
We've got one more clue.
Never again.
Joe Pa.
We always say that.
All right, if I'm tracking what Cakes was going with.
Yes.
All right.
He's awesome.
Yes. Correct.
And his nickname rhymes with The Biz.
I mean,
Adam.
Mike. Go ahead.
Adam
went
first.
The Miz.
The Miz.
I have no idea what his name is.
He checks all the boxes.
But he wasn't fat before,
was he?
Well, maybe he was a chubby
now,
kid.
He's like ripped.
Maybe he was a chubby kid.
Not an
kid.
Athlete, not an actor, reality TV show.
All right, good enough.
Checks all the boxes. winner.
Well, you got to go to the rodeo or whatever the hell
you're
going to
win a pair of tickets to see the professional bull riders
bull riding
during the Fairfax Invitational at Eagle Bank Arena Saturday, September 21st. Tickets are available at PBR.com, courtesy of professional bull riders.
Right.
I'm sure I'm going to ride a bull that's named Marquis Metalworks Bill the Butcher. You know what he's going to do? He's going to butcher you and throw you off.
So they
into
all
the
have
stands.
Wacky names.
Yes. I just thought they were just going to bring out the bull. No, the bulls all have names.
None of them are
Fearless.
Like, none of
you're
them.
You ride a bull named Fearless.
None of them are like Joe.
Smooth operator.
You know my son and his. Where is this at?
Fairfax.
Eagle Bank,
Fairfax.
Eagle Bank Arena.
The, you know, it's kind of in the same genre. My son and his friends, for a while there, they were going to Showplace Arena or whatever for the rodeo.
Yeah.
Ton of people. They were loving that. I don't know.
Probably the same rodeos where they're going into the crowd and offering people, if you can be the last man standing, when we let this bull out into the arena, you win $100.
Hey, I once got 1 minute in a professional basketball game at the Showplace Arena.
That's right.
And Johnny Rhodes was my teammate, and he was so bitter when he got taken out of the game by the
for
coach.
You?
He went, no, it wasn't for me. I got in the very last minute of the game.
Yeah.
But I just remember him, he crossed his legs and just sat there, and he was like, I can't believe I'm playing at Showplace Arena with like cakes in the crowd and like 50 other people.
With a wackadoo DJ for a publicity stunt.
So
his career
you were his
down
teammate.
To.
Yeah, but I played in two games. The next one, I scored 5 points.
That's right.
Nicely done. Golf clap for you.
Brush with greatness.
All right, so we did all the giveaways. We're all good.
Yes,
all the sponsors are happy.
Yeah,
everybody's good.
Segments are over. Yeah, all right. There you go.
All right, big game, 1 o'clock for the Nationals today. Max Scherzer, predict the line.
Six innings, 3 runs.
Don't have enough time to predict.
Ooh. 6 innings, 3 runs.
All right,
need
we got to get out of here. Coming
need
up
the bats.
Next, Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.